This is God's Covenant Church, the Church of God, established in Jesus' name, thanking God for another Sabbath day in the School of Wisdom. And like I always say, I'm glad to be here. I'm glad to be here. And I'm just thinking on how God is teaching us in all ways of the truth. And I'm glad I know that His commandment is the truth, because I was taught, and I'm so glad about that. Just to be here with all of God's people and to be taught by a great leader. And at this time, I present unto you our pastor and teacher, Perry Boyd.
Thank you, Elder Phillips, the elders, missionaries, deacons, all the saints, all that hear my voice. We do greet you in the name of Jesus another Sabbath day. Glad to be with you. Glad for this door of utterance. We're going to talk about God's commandments, how we should command our children and our household to keep His commandments. In order to do that, we must be childlike. Brother Larry and choir. All right now.
You can visit us at any time for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at any time at area code 323-754-8255. 302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. In addition, you can find us on Pandora's podcast. Search and subscribe to God's Covenant Church podcast on Pandora. If you have any questions or concerns about this way or questions about any scriptures, please text us at area code 323-388-5676 and we will strive to get you the answer on our program. Again, that number is area code 323-388-5676. Now our pastor.
Thank you, Deacon. Thank God, another Sabbath day. Glad to be with you. Glad for this door of utterance. We're going to talk about commanding our children and our household as God has commanded us. Deuteronomy 4 and 6 says, "Keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people." Let's go to Genesis 18 and 16. This is all about Abraham. And it started with Adam. God commanded us to keep his word. And God expects us to command our children and our household after us. Isn't that beautiful? Household means those that are dwelling with you. Isn't that beautiful? Genesis 18 and 16.
"And the men rose up from thence and looked toward Sodom. And Abraham went with them to bring them
beautiful?
On the way."
They were going down to Sodom to destroy because God had gotten a cry from his anointed, from his people. And God went down there to check out the business. And this is something so important about God. Even though God knows all things, God said, "I'm coming down to see for myself." So God's letting us know God is not connected and not watching the world, what they're doing. God is watching his people. God has separated himself from the world. He only knows about the world when we cry unto him about it. God has nothing to do with the world. He deals with that at the end. Because if you haven't been keeping his commandments, into the fire you go. It's a furnace. Man is like grass. That's the way God works. Isn't that beautiful? Read that again, 18th verse. 17th verse again. 17th verse.
"Yes. And the Lord said, shall I hide from Abraham that thing which I do?"
Now he said, I'm going to do a wonder here. I'm going down to destroy. But shall I hide this from Abraham? Because God don't hide from his people, his works. Right. Does any father hide from their son what they do or their daughters? They don't. That's family. But why would you tell the world what your household is doing? God don't do that. But he wants to inform Abraham. Isn't that beautiful? Let's go to St. John 5 and 19. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. God has not changed. That's why he said, the Lord, our God. Some of the older people that have come, our older forefathers, Ava. But it's our. Lord, our God is one. Isn't that beautiful? It ain't two of them. It's one. And I believe the scripture says he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Anybody with common sense will realize whatever his word is, it hasn't changed because the word is him. Isn't that beautiful? St. John 5 and 19, what does it say?
"Then answered Jesus and said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he seeth the Father
so
do."
So the our plight is, let's identify the Son. Because the Son is going to act just like God, can do anything but what the Father shows him. And the Father showing the Son all things. What does it say again? Mm-hmm. The Son can do nothing of himself.
Mm-hmm. But what he seeth the Father do. For what things soever he mm-hmm. doeth, these also doeth the Son likewise.
What is that called? It's called a vision. And God can give his people a vision through natural eye, through the scripture, through a dream. Why are you walking anything? God can show you a vision. It's just a matter of seeing what God wants you to see. That's what a vision is. Read.
"For the Father loveth the Son mm-hmm. and showeth him all things that himself doeth."
Isn't that beautiful? Everything God did, he showed his Son what he's done. How many believe it? He showed us how creation was, how it came about. He's let you know, I'm from everlasting. I'm the one. There ain't none besides me. And the only one that's going to believe it is a son. Isn't that beautiful? Read.
And he will show him greater works than these that ye may marvel.
Let's go to Genesis 2. God started out with man, letting man know how he was, what his plan was. And he's showing Adam all the do's and don'ts. That's how we do with our children. What God did to us, train up a child the way it should go, the way God's training us up. Isn't that beautiful? Genesis 2 and 16, what does it say?
And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat.
What?
But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die.
Is that what he was doing, letting the son know what he have done?
Yes.
Showing him, this is what I've done. This is what you need to do.
Yes.
And he's commanding him, because God commands his sons. We should command our children.
Yes.
Fervent with them, saying, you're going to do so and so and so. And here's a, think about this. The Lord said, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil,
thou shalt not eat of it.
Now, wait a minute. That was a natural tree to eat, but before eating that natural tree, somebody had to influence their mind. Because that's where the knowledge was coming from.
Yes.
Not that tree. That represented something.
Right.
He's telling them, don't eat of the knowledge of it, because if you eat of it, that means somebody's going to tell you about it.
Exactly.
That's why we separate our children from those that have knowledge that they don't need.
Right.
Get you in trouble. That's what got him in trouble. Because
yes.
He had knowledge he didn't need. That's why when our children, we train our, grow our children up and train them. And you have cousins and relatives. And they're with the babies the first few months. Then you don't see them for 10 years. They got knowledge your child don't need. Well, they learn it in school. They might learn it in school. But if you do your job, God will do his job. If they're talking about on the playground, in the classroom, God will suffer your child mind not to be penetrated with that foolishness if you teach them right and you keep them from it. But no, you'll let your child go with Tom, Dick, and Harry because it's my cousin. Because we knew them, but they've been going 10 years now, 5 years. They ain't like your child. They're not training the way you're training them, but you put them around somebody with the knowledge that they don't need. When we take our children to school, they want to put all this knowledge on your children. So wait a minute. This is a boundary. We're not going to talk about this now. It's too young for that. And if you're going to talk about that, I'm pulling them out. That's what we should do. Because you're keeping them safe. We're supposed to command our children. You're not doing this. Well, what you going to do when it goes? Like I said, that you put them in God's hands. When the teachers are in school, we know there are unfair teachers there. There's unfair people in every crowd. Race, color, creed, whatever. You put them in God's hands. Because can't nobody protect your child but God. You can't protect them when you're not there. And you can't protect them when you are. But we put them in God's hand. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Keeping them from the knowledge of the tree of good and evil.
Yes.
Now, read the 19th verse. What does it say?
And out of the ground the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air. And brought them unto Adam to see what he would call them.
What are you talking about? He was showing Adam what he did. Adam, I made all these animals. I'm going to bring them to you. What you want to call them? Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
He showed him everything. He showed, I've created the sun. We planted your garden. And believe me, he had quarters.
Yes.
Adam had a pillow.
Yes.
Why would God give him a bed without a pillow?
Right.
Why would God give him, put him in the garden, nowhere to lay? You're going to lay on the grass. Really? The father's a provider.
Yes.
That's what we're supposed to be, providing our children with the things they need when it's time for it. Everything Adam needed when it was time, he had it when it was time. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
Otherwise, wherever you are, there's rules where you're going to be in the garden. Got rules here. We're supposed to, I command our children like this. When we don't do it, then God don't do his part. Let's go to Genesis 6 and 5. Going to command our household.
Yes.
This is why many times we don't have many in our household, because as soon as they get a baby, they leave the household because of the rules that we have.
That's right.
God gave rules, and that shows you, even our children, man's nature is not to like God and his rules.
Right.
We have to succumb to it.
Right.
We have to make them succumb until they're able to do it on their own.
Yes.
It's our job.
Yes.
Children don't know what they need. household know what they need. When you in God, God knows what you need. Person, who you think I'm a child? In my house you are, because I'm running this household. If you don't like it, move out. And yet God is fair. If we have the unsaved with us, he didn't put no more on them than they're able to bear, because God is not like that. Isn't that beautiful? 6 and 5, what does it say?
And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually.
Now, if man is like, if we believe that, the scripture says the whole world lieth in wickedness. It ain't like that just then. It's like that now. If his heart is evil continually, why would you have your child or your household with any and everybody? Like I said, we can't control what happens when they're at playgrounds and schools. We let God do that. But if we do our part, then they are protected. Isn't that beautiful? And whatever they're exposed to, God will make them able to handle it. Isn't that beautiful? But we want to keep them because it's evilness out here. Everybody knows that, right? Read.
And it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart.
Let's say again, how can you be grieved in something if you know everything? But that's how God is. His wisdom is infinite. God can separate and be grieved after knowing what was going to happen, he yet grieved. Yes. How sensitive that is. Yes. How compassionate that is. Yes. Read.
Yes. And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth.
What?
Both man and beast and the creeping thing and the fowls of the air, for it repented me that I have made them.
But what?
But Noah found grace.
Somebody found grace. Mercy.
Yes.
Because that was his son. Now you can't say, well, the whole world was lying in wickedness.
That's right.
The world had corrupted itself, man. But this man found grace. What did he say?
These are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man.
Just man. He didn't say that about the whole world.
That's right.
Every imagination of the man's mind was wickedness. He didn't say that about Noah. He was just.
Yes.
What?
And perfect in his generation.
Wait a minute. Perfect.
Right.
We should command our children. You can live perfect if you want to.
Because
right. You can.
Yes.
That's something to strive for. They tell them, you can be a doctor. Why do you tell your children, you can be sinless? Now, do we do that?
Yes.
When they were little, did we tell them that every day?
Yes.
You better fear God. Did we teach them like that? Yes. Only you can answer that. I can say, yeah, I did.
Right.
And I'm still teaching it.
Yes.
Command them. That's what God wants to command our children. Because God going to get us if we don't.
Yes.
That's what God's looking for. Someone taking a stand for him and saying, no, you can't do that. You're going to do so-and-so. Regardless of the world going by, regardless of your gang of cousins and acquaintances, you can't go.
Right.
We don't do that here. Because
right.
If you can do that, that's when you're written in the book. They'll read about you, because when you read about Paul, you're reading about us.
Yes.
When you read about Mary and the rest of the apostles, you're reading about us.
Yes.
If you got the same life.
Yes.
But if you ain't got the same stand, they ain't reading about you.
That's right.
But that's why you read about it, because they were of note against the whole world.
Beautiful.
Isn't that beautiful? Know that? What are you reading?
And Noah walked with God.
Noah walked with God because he had the same mind
as
God did. Isn't that beautiful? Let's read 9th verse, what does it say? No, excuse me. Let's read 13th verse, what does it say?
And God said unto Noah, the end of all flesh is come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them.
What?
And behold, I will destroy them with the earth.
Well, God is doing the same thing today. If he destroyed it then because of the violence, he's doing the same thing today. It's just not as widely known that God is not pleased with it. That's what the minister should tell the people. God is not pleased with that. They don't go back there anymore. You know why? They put everything on you. Well, God is you, but we found grace.
Yes.
No, you didn't. If you're not just, you ain't found no grace. And if you ain't walking with God and you ain't perfect, you ain't got no grace. Grace come with keeping God's commandments. Isn't that beautiful? That's what perfection come with. Isn't that beautiful to know that? Read.
Make thee an ark of gopher wood. Rooms shalt thou make in the ark, and shall pitch it within.
Now, excuse me again. Read 13 verse. And God said unto Noah,
unto the end
of all flesh.
Yes, is come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them, And behold, I will destroy them with the earth.
Wasn't he letting the son know all things he was going to do?
Yes.
God has showed his people today what he's doing and what he's going to do. We're preparing our bodies for the extended life. We're preparing an ark. That's what he did. Why would you be upset because God is, we hear what God's saying and you don't? Why? But we want to command ourselves, our household, our children. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Read. Make thee an ark of gopher wood.
Mm-hmm. Rooms shalt thou make in the ark, and shall pitch it within and without with pitch.
Isn't that beautiful? Yes. In and without with pitch.
Yes.
Read the 18th verse. What does it say?
But with thee will I establish my covenant.
What?
And thou shalt come into the ark.
Just with Noah. Because Noah was keeping God's commandments. Noah was yielding and found grace with God, because you cannot find grace without keeping God's commandments. That's what mercy is. Grace. Read.
Thou and thy sons and thy wife and thy
sons. The sons with thee are going to be able to reap this blessing with you. Why? Because he taught his sons. His sons were taught, and they must have yielded to him because they brought their wives. The wife has been on board too. Everybody was saved. His wife was with him. But the rest of the world, they didn't get any grace. But they were keeping God's commandments. That'd be for read.
And of every living thing of all flesh, two of every sort shalt thou bring into the ark to keep them alive with thee. They shall be male and female.
Well, wait a minute. I haven't heard anything about this. Now, we got some that kind of go both ways. You can bring a couple of those in there. No.
All right.
There's only been two species in creation, male or female. So all this makeup stuff, these new species, ain't don't work. And if you are a new species, you can't get in the ark. Because he said male and female. Isn't that beautiful? Can't be in here. That beautiful? Don't come to that. Well, in our church, we got transvestites, transgender, my vest, your vest. I don't have no vested interest in that. Neither does God. God said get male and female, nothing in between there. Something that you can't tell which one it is. Get inside, dog, you want your question up. We got a male over here, females over here. We ain't got nothing for you, get out. That's what, gotta go out, because they ain't got nothing for you. Right? It was quarters for everything. Right? Okay. What are we reading?
The 20th verse.
20th verse. Let's read 18 and 17. Let's read that.
18, yes.
Genesis 18 and 17.
Yes.
I'm sweating, but guess what? It would be not too good if I couldn't sweat, huh?
Right.
That means I'd be burning up, huh? I'm sweating, and I don't want nobody email me saying, ask me, do I have COVID? And I ain't got nothing but sweat. That's it. 18 and 17, what does it say?
And the Lord said, shall I hide from Abraham that thing which I do?
Mm-hmm.
Seeing that Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation.
That's why God is imparting the knowledge to those that follow him, because we're going to become great, a great nation. Because those that do and teach shall be called great. And God is sharing with us what we need to do this. What?
And all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him.
Isn't that beautiful? Every nation that's blessed is going to be blessed in him. If it come from God.
Right.
It's going to be blessed in Abraham. If you're not in Abraham, God have nothing to do with you. Read.
For I know him, that he will command his children and his household after
That's what
him.
God wants us to be. If we're the seed of Abraham, we're going to be the same way. Command your children and your household.
Right.
I know him. The scripture says, he just said, I knoweth him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar.
Yeah.
Now, if you know God, God know you.
Yes.
And if God know you, you know God.
Yes.
You should, if you keep his commandments, if you're the seed of Abraham.
Yes.
I know him, that he will command his children, what?
And his household after him.
What?
And they shall keep the way of the Lord.
What?
And do justice. And
to
do justice.
What?
And judgment, that the Lord may bring upon Abraham that which he hath spoken of him.
Talking about blessings.
Yes.
So the church was, ooh, how you, I'm blessed. Well, if you're Abraham's seed, are you commanding your children to keep his commandments?
Right.
Your household?
Because
if you don't, God don't know you, and you don't know God. And how simple is that? And the blessings are not there. Let's go to Deuteronomy 6 and 1. Let's go there.
Yes.
See, every time I turn in this broadcast, you're always talking about the commandments. Well, every time I hear this preacher, they're talking about they're preaching God's word, and they're not. They're not preaching God's word because they don't know it. They're preaching in bits and parts. When you preach something in bits and parts, that's not the real thing. Deuteronomy 6 and 1.
Now these are the commandments, the statutes, and the judgments, which the Lord your God commanded to teach you.
God commanded to teach you this. Isn't that beautiful? He's talking to Moses. And Moses told the people, these are the commandments, the statutes, and the judgments, which the Lord your God commanded me to teach you.
All right.
So why would you get upset when you're tuning in this broadcast? Why do you keep telling me? Because God commanded to teach you this.
Praise God.
If you've got an ear to hear. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
What?
That ye may do them in the land whither ye go to.
In other words, whether you live here, Detroit, don't matter. And I grew up in Detroit. Never heard anything about God's commandments, not one time. The only thing I remember I heard, and now I know what it meant, was the golden rule. If you'd asked me then what the golden rule, I could have quoted the Pledge of Allegiance first. I didn't know what the golden rule meant. I had no idea. Well, you know the golden rule, okay. I ain't know, if somebody said, what's that? I don't know. It's like I was working for Renzo, and he said, after the first couple of years I worked there, he said, we're having a great christening. I said, well, yeah, christening my daughter. I said, okay. He said, yeah, I got to go Sunday. I said, yeah, like, you know what? He said, ah. Well, he said, ah, tradition. It didn't mean nothing to him. And what he didn't know, it really don't mean anything. Just because you're Christian, it's not the natural baptism, it's the spiritual baptism that means something. That'd be beautiful to know that. Let's read a little further.
That thou mightest fear the Lord thy God, to keep all his statutes and his commandments, which I command thee, thou and thy son and thy son's son, all the days of
life. So you got to teach your children, teach your grandchildren this. Yes. God wants to have power over our household.
Yes.
If you're going to bring your children, let's keep them in service.
That's right.
Yes. Train them up like their ways so they can get the blessing.
Yes.
Forget the opposition. God going to bless you and your child if you take the stand for God.
Yes.
Read.
And that thy days may be prolonged.
Isn't that beautiful? Read the fourth verse. What does it say?
Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord.
He's one Lord. Ain't but one. Same Lord yesterday, today, and forever. What?
And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart.
What?
And with all thy soul, and with all thy
mind. Well, when you begin to do that and show how you love God with all your heart and all your soul, then once you get to back it up, say, that's all y'all talk about. Well, that's what God asked for. What did he say? Read.
And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine
heart. Now, I got a sister. Maybe she's watching this broadcast. Maybe my stomach crossed this. She said, you ain't got to keep them commandments. She said, yeah, you do. That's God's word. You don't have to, but it's in my heart. What's in your heart, you would do it.
Right.
You only do what's in your heart.
Right.
Where your heart is, where your treasure is. If it's in your heart, why are you going to church resting on the first day of the week when the rest day is Sabbath?
That's right.
And why are you not in holiness? Why are you going to, quote, you got greater grace when the Lord said, my grace is sufficient?
That's right.
How do you do all these things? She said, it's in my heart. Well, what's the problem? How could it get in there if you don't observe it? Say, okay, it's in your heart. Tell me how it got in there. Who taught it to you? Because you got to be taught to get it. And we're trying to teach it now. And you're saying you don't have to. So how did it get in you?
Right.
Oh, well, the guy in you, rather than the guy in you, they said, okay, we stop teaching this now.
Right.
And they cut it off. How stupid is that? And they ain't the first so-called Christian I heard say that.
Right.
You ain't got anything to away with. God put it in your heart. How are you going to get in there? It's just taught.
Right.
What does it say? Read it again.
Yes, it says, and these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart.
The commandments shall be in thine heart. And what?
And thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children.
And if you teach them diligent.
Yeah.
We don't do that here.
That's right.
You don't talk to us. You don't. We don't do that.
That's right.
Diligent.
All right.
Well, why are you angry? Be diligent, fervent.
That's right.
What's wrong with that? Read.
And shall talk of them when thou sittest in thine house.
What?
And when thou walkest by.
Wait, that's what we do.
Yes.
But when we talk about when we get up, when we lay down, what happens? They walk away. The children walk away, the cousins, the friends, the acquaintances, they leave because they don't want to hear about God.
Right.
But God said, talk about it.
Yes.
But they'll tell you, well, yeah, y'all just act like y'all the only one can know God. Well, I'm going to do what God said. Do talk about when you get up, when you lay down. That's what he said, talk about it.
All right, Pastor.
That's how you train your child. Talk about God. Isn't that beautiful? Say, well, they don't want to hear about God. You're still supposed to train them and talk about it. You got a whole bunch of them talking about it now and still don't know God. And what they're talking about a thumble. But when you really get into the scripture, what God is saying, quoting what God is saying, that's a problem. Teach them diligently unto thy children.
Mm-hmm. And
thou shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house.
Mm-hmm. And when thou walkest by the way.
What?
And when thou liest down. And when thou risest up.
I think that if you're doing that, that's all your heart. Now you're going to get up talking about what you're going to do for yourself. Let's talk about what's right. Let's talk about what went wrong. In God, not in the world. We talk about the world. I don't listen to the world's news every now and then. You got to listen to some things now. You don't want to be, you know, the whole world on the siren going to the bunkers. You walk there walking, what's going on? You know, give me an alert. Say, they're dropping a bomb on us. Give me a chance that the Lord help us. And yet, we don't have to do that because what's going to be, going to be. God said, I'm going to bless you, right? All right. Let's go to the You read the seventh verse?
Yes, Pastor.
Okay. Let's go to 1 Samuel 2 and 27. Let's go there.
Beautiful.
Thank God. I'm just privileged and glad to be able to share with you what the Lord have given to me. And I know it's God because the scripture tells me what it is. It ain't not making what I'm bringing to scripture. And that's God. And I didn't get this from some kind of manuscript of what somebody else was preaching last week off the video cam. This is direct from God. Isn't that beautiful? 1 Samuel 2 and 27.
Right.
Oh, you're bragging, folks. You call it what you like. I don't care what you call it.
That's right.
I'm just telling you the facts. And they would drag me and say, just the facts, ma'am. Right? Okay. 1 Samuel 2 and 27.
And there came a man of God unto Eli and said unto him, thus saith the Lord, did I plainly appear unto the house of thy father?
What?
When they were in Egypt in Pharaoh's house?
What?
And did I choose him out of all the tribes of Israel to be my priest, to offer up mine altar?
That's what God did. He chose to be a royal priesthood.
Mm-hmm.
Holy nation. And we offer up prayers unto God, incense. Mm-hmm. And God hears.
Yes.
Because we're chosen for that. And he's telling Eli, did not choose your father's house?
Right.
Because he sent another man of God because Eli did not correct his children.
Right.
He didn't restrain them like he should have. And God got him for that. Read.
To wear an ephod before me. And did I give unto the house of thy father all the offerings made by fire of the children of Israel?
What?
Before.
Wherefore?
Wherefore, kick ye at my sacrifice and at mine offering, which I have commanded.
Wait a minute. That's what the world do today, the church world. They love Paul. Paul said, present your body a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable. We do that. You're going to keep it. Yeah, you do.
Yes.
Well, Jesus died. He did. But we have to die, too. We have to present our bodies a living sacrifice, acceptable, because God commanded it. Isn't that beautiful? Because that's what the commandments do. They command you to obey. When you yield, you're presenting your body a living sacrifice. Read.
Which I have commanded in my habitation.
What?
And honorest thy sons above me.
To we don't want to do that. Love our relatives and acquaintances more than God. Children ain't worthy for certain things. Oh, well, can they go? They're children. They don't know better. Because you don't want to disappoint your buddy. Your cousin's father and mother and your aunts and uncles. They ain't going nowhere. They move further away from you. Because you stand for something. You're trying to train them the right way. But they want you to let it go. They want you to let your child hang out with people wearing all kind of stuff. Children with earrings in their nose, in the ears. Children with painted fingernails. They want you to expose your child to all that mess. You're trying to keep them down. They want you to have your child with children that play video games 24/7, and you're trying to teach them how to learn something. They don't honor God. We have to teach our children to honor God. We have to bring them in line and our household. Isn't that beautiful? Read.
To make yourselves fat with the chiefest of all the offerings of Israel, my people.
What?
Wherefore the Lord God of Israel saith, I said indeed that thy house and the house of thy father should walk before me forever.
But
now the Lord saith, be it far from me. For them that honor me, I will honor, and they that despise me shall be lightly esteemed.
God means that.
Yes.
We bring burdens and curses upon our children because we don't teach them to honor God, to respect God. And God said, I'm not going to respect and honor them. We mess up their blessing because of the spirit we got. Instead of teaching the right way. Bring in your children. Making them come. And when your children get, listen, bring your children like I brought you. Bring
you
them
can visit us
bring
at any time for
church.
Our broadcast so messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at any time at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. In addition, you can find us on Pandora's podcast. Search and subscribe to God's Covenant Church podcast on Pandora. If you have any questions or concerns about this way or questions about any scriptures, please text us at area code 323-388-5676 and we will strive to get you the answer on our program. Again, that number is area code 323-388-5676.